Alice? Hello, darling.
Hello.
You what?
I'm glad to see you're keeping up the fair trade store.
Why wouldn't I?
Well, no reason. I'm just glad, that's all.
Did you want to buy anything? Because we've got people to serve.
Yes, I'll have some walnuts, please.
270.
Right. There's £3. Keep the change as a donation.
There's no need for that. This is about trade, not charity.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
Oh, is that all?
Yes. No, look, I just wanted to ask you, Alice. I know you've been invited. Won't you come to Auntie Lillian's party?
You must be joking.
Well, she's done nothing. I mean, you're not angry with her, are you?
Well, you and Dad are going, aren't you?
Well, of course.
End of story, then.
Well, I know you might find it difficult, but just...
Impossible. Anyway, I'm starting work there tomorrow morning.
Oh? Of course you organise that waitressing job.
No, I haven't got any vacancies at the moment. I'll be working as a chambermaid.
Cleaning?
That's what chambermaids do.
Oh, darling.
What?
Well, are you sure? I mean, it doesn't seem... Well, it doesn't seem like your sort of thing.
You're doing it again, Mum.
What?
Underestimating me. Now, I really do have to get on. There are people waiting.
Yes, all right. Goodbye, then.
Mum?
Yes?
Did you want these nuts or not?
Matt brought me a tray. Orange juice, coffee, croissant, even a lovely single rose.
That's very romantic.
And then, when I'd had my breakfast, he gave me my present.
Did he?
Why can't you see? Oh, typical man. Look, Brian.
Oh, the watch.
Isn't it the most beautiful thing you've ever seen?
Yeah. Are those all diamonds?
44 of them.
Good Lord.
Isn't your sweetheart?
Well, our present's rather more modest, Lillian.
Don't be silly, darling. I don't expect something like this from you.
Just as well.
Especially with what you've got going on at the minute.
Yes.
Anyway, my best present is that James is definitely coming.
Oh, well, that is good. He rang you, did he?
Well, no, I rang him, but he's driving up this evening.
Excellent.
Looking forward to meeting this new girlfriend of his. Hope she won't find Grey Gables too provincial.
No, it can hold its own with anywhere nowadays.
I mean, it is just a little dinner dance.
I'm sure it'll be fine. Oh, Jenny, at last.
Hello. Oh, happy birthday, Lily.
Thank you, darling. Here they are.
Oh, I could have come over.
That's all right.
What's this?
You know the heel on my gold sandals broke. And I haven't had time to get a new pair.
So I said you could borrow these.
Oh, I thought you'd just come round and tell us what a nice birthday you're having.
Well, that too, of course. Look.
Ooh, how lovely.
44 diamonds.
Oh, so I see.
You can hardly miss them, can you?
We'll bring your present to the party, if that's all right.
Yes, of course, darling.
Where's Roy?
He fell asleep on the sofa. We were watching The Jungle Book and he just nodded off.
Oh, bless him.
Well, I'm not surprised after the night he had.
I nearly dropped off with him, I can tell you.
Who's looking after him tonight?
Oh, Hayley. Phoebe's coming with her and sleeping over.
Oh, wonderful. So you can stay as long as you want.
Well,
dance the night away. I certainly intend to.
We'll see.
Anyway, I must love you and leave you. Matt's taking me to Botticelli's for lunch. Aren't I a lucky girl?
See you later.
Bye.
Bye. She's having a nice time anyway.
You're only 60 once.
Hmm.
I saw Alice at church.
Oh, did you speak?
Yes, unfortunately.
No change then.
I tried to persuade her to come tonight for Lillian's sake, but she was adamant.
Oh, dear.
Do you think you should go and check on Rory?
No, I'd rather not disturb him. I mean, he'll let us know when he wakes up.
Yeah, I suppose so. Brian, in the night I was thinking about his schooling. He'll be starting in September.
Oh, yes, of course, you're right, yeah. I'm not very up on boys' schools. I'll have to find a good pre-prep.
Well, that's what I was thinking about. I don't know if it is such a good idea. He's had so much change already.
Well, not boarding, of course.
Well, no, I mean, going to a place where he doesn't know any other children.
But isn't that inevitable?
Well, no. He knows Josh and Ben and Lily and Freddie now, and over the summer, hopefully, he'll get to know them better. And they all go to Loxley Barrett Primary.
What, even Lily and Freddie?
Oh, yes. And they're very happy with it.
No, I didn't realise.
So, will you do some investigating then?
Yes, yes, I'll make an appointment. I'll do it tomorrow.
Oh, that's good. Oh, is there anything you'd like for lunch?
Oh, no, no, whatever you've got.
It better be fairly substantial. Don't imagine we'll be eating much before 8:30 tonight.
No.
Are you looking forward to it?
Not as much as you are.
Did you grow any rape?
Hardly. You'd have to look very hard to find an organic farmer who does.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I thought. But you're right, Pussycat.
What? Oh, yes, yes. I just thought that was James.
Is he still not here? We'll be going through to eat soon.
Yes, all right, Tony. I'm sure he'll be here any minute.
Yeah, and I haven't seen Jennifer. Though it's difficult to tell in this crowd.
Yeah. I wonder if we shouldn't have had our own party rather than tagging on to a bigger event.
No, this is fine. Let Caroline do all the worrying and you can just enjoy yourself.
They are coming, are they?
Brian and Jenny, yeah. Mm-hmm. Adam's here already.
But not Alice?
No, she... Well, she starts work here tomorrow morning. I don't think she wants a late night.
I want breakfast, is she?
No, she's a maid.
Is she? Oh, no, good for her.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, do her good to get her hands dirty, find out what the real world's like.
I think she's had enough of the real world recently.
Well, yeah, I'll take your point. Brian, over here.
Evening.
Oh. Hello.
Hello. It's a bit of a crush, isn't it?
Hello.
Tony.
Evening. Excuse me. I think I'll go and see how Mum and Jack are.
Oh, all right.
Oh, look, here's your present. It's not very exciting, I'm afraid.
Well, it's a thought that counts, isn't it?
So they say.
We met Mike Tucker on the way in. Will you be dancing with him, Lillian?
I certainly will, darling. But much more importantly, I will be dancing with Matt, won't I, Tiger? Mm.
This is even better than the start, isn't it?
He's done us proud again, hasn't he, Brian?
Yes, quite proud.
Mm. It's a shame he's working, though.
Yeah, Adam's enjoying himself with the youngsters, look.
You two don't mind being on this table with the oldies, do you, Tony?
No, no, we're fine. Tom and Helen don't want us cramping their style.
You enjoying it, Mum?
Yes, it's delicious, thank you. You're not eating very much, Lily. Aren't you hungry?
Oh, you know me. You've got champagne, you don't really need anything else.
Did you get hold of James?
Yeah, and the waiter assured me he was nearly here. If he spoils this for Lillian, I'll kill him.
Oh, look, look!
What?
James! Oh, James, darling, you're here at last!
Oh, well, better late than never.
Talk about the prodigal son.
Are you and Pat going to dance?
Oh, I don't really do this sort of dancing, Mum. Maybe when the DJ comes back on. You might play some Stones or something.
More your sort of thing.
Yeah. Anyway, Pat's doing a great job keeping Jack entertained. Be ashamed to disturb them.
Yes.
Mm. Is he enjoying it?
Oh, yes, Tony. You know, he still loves dancing. And he loves the music. Even if it isn't Tommy Croker. He's on familiar territory here, after all.
You got any plans for his birthday?
No, not really. I just thought we'd have a nice meal at home.
Ah, fair enough. Look at Matt and Lillian.
Mike did a good job with her, didn't he?
Yeah, who'd have thought it?
Doesn't Matt dance well?
Oh, Matt, this is wonderful.
I never thought I'd say this, my darling, but you dance divinely.
Oh, Tiger.
And to think I was going to punch Mike Tucker in the mouth.
Oh, were you? Oh.
Now, fair dues, I owe him.
We both do. You know, if I've got to be 60, this is the best way to do it. In your arms and James being here.
Eventually.
He couldn't help having a puncture, darling.
No, of course not. And what happened to his girlfriend? Ran off with the AA man.
Migraine.
Well, as long as you're happy, my love, then I am happy too.
Oh, darling, it's a cha-cha-cha.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm never very good at things.
Oh, Mike and I worked out quite a routine, would you mind?
No, no, off you go. Show us how it's done.
Oh, thank you, darling. See you soon. Mike!
Excuse me. Oh, you might just have that. Oh, hello again, Ryan.
Sorry?
You having a good night?
Not really.
No. Gotta say, you really did slip up there, didn't you, mate?
What?
There, but for the grace of God, perhaps, but... landed with a nipper at your age.
I dance with her, you know.
Come again?
Siobhan. We danced together one New Year's Eve.
Right, yeah.
She was wearing an astonishing dark blue dress. Satin.
Yeah? Well...
she was so beautiful. I still can't believe it.
I suppose you can hardly blame Alice for not turning up. It would have been difficult.
I suppose so, Mum.
Lillian doesn't want any nasty atmospheres at her birthday party.
Matt and James have hardly said two words to each other. And as for Tony and Brian...
I'm just saying perhaps it's for the best.
Jenny, would you mind if we called it a night?
No, not at all.
I'm sorry, Peggy, I'm just completely bushed.
No, don't worry about me. I'll go and find Jack.
Is that all right?
Oh, really, it's fine. I could happily have left an hour ago.
Oh, don't Mum and Jack look lovely together?
Amazing. He's still got it on the dance floor, isn't he?
Just so stately. Never knew there was anything wrong with them.
Poor old bloke.
Oh, hello, you two. Look, Matt's just bought some more champagne. Now, where are your glasses?
No, actually, Lillian, we're going to have to go home.
What? But the night is young. I mean, it's... oh, good Lord, it isn't even 11 o'clock.
I know, but...
we really are very tired, Rory, you know.
And I've got a lot on with the harvest.
Oh, no, stay for a glass of champagne. Look, I haven't even danced with you yet,
no,
Brian.
No, no, come on, Puscat. If they're tired. There are plenty of other people to play with.
Oh, do you really have to?
Yes, we do.
Oh, well, if you must. But hasn't it been a marvellous party? The best night out I've had in ages.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
It's been lovely.
Ah, what's up with you?
Forgot my lunch, didn't I?
Oh, yeah? Your mum put it in the fridge.
I know, she rang me.
You haven't made a special trip.
We're on our way to Shula's place.
Well, what did Ronnie say?
It wasn't much out of our way.
Not about that. Your course, failing your assessment.
Not now, Dad.
We've got to talk about it sometime, Christopher. We hardly saw you all weekend. What did he say?
Dad!
I don't expect he was very pleased.
Could say, huh?
Gave you a rocket, did he? Well, what are you going to do?
I can't talk now. He's waiting in the van. I don't want to make him... look, I've got to go, right?
So what about this evening?
What for?
To talk about your course. We need to make some plans so you don't fail the retest.
I don't know about this evening.
You're not going out again.
I said I'd give Will a lift into Borchester.
What on earth for?
His car's at the garage.
It's about time you got your priorities right, you know.
Get off my case, can't you? I've got to go.
Jake, stop messing around. Come here. We've got to get on the bus. Oh, up you come. Yeah. Bus. Jake, now.
Sorry, mate. Just give me a second. I've got to get this buggy folded.
Do you want a hand?
Sorry?
Well, I can fold the buggy if you like.
Mummy, oh, mummy, yes, mummy.
Looks like you've got your hands full.
You just sort of collapse it.
Yeah, I know how they work. And is this your bag?
Yeah, it is.
Well, shall I carry it?
Oh, that's great.
Right.
Thanks. Come on, Jake. Come on, big step up.
On the board.
See if you can find us a seat.
Right, put the buggy in here, shall I? Oh,
thanks. Single to Hollerton.
What about the lad?
He's only three.
£2.80, then.
Could I... my purse is in that bag.
Oh, right. There you are. Oh,
thanks. 1, 2, 20, 60, 80, tap.
Ambridge, please.
Single.
Yeah, please.
170.
Jake's found us a seat, look. Oh, that's if,
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Come on, move up a bit, Jake. Let's make some room for the nice man.
There's your bag. Oh, what a palaver for you, eh?
Do you want your dummy? That's the first time anyone's ever helped me get on the bus.
Really?
There you are, Mia. Most people just look the other way, you know. Especially blokes.
Ah, well, I've got a 2-year-old myself. I know what it's like. Well, not on buses. We usually go by car, but in shops and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And if you happen to get the buggy up steps...
Oh, tell me about it. Mum, in a minute, Jake. So you don't normally travel on the buses, then?
No, no. My car needs some work doing.
Oh, right. And, your 2-year-old? Where's he, or she?
He, yeah. With his mother.
Oh.
We're divorced.
Oh. You look a bit young for that.
Yeah, well, long story.
I'm on my own, too. Just me and Jake and Mia.
A single parent should stick together, eh?
Too right. Is it Ambridge you're going to?
Yeah. You?
Hollerton.
Shopping?
No. We live there. But at Mum's for the weekend. You live in Ambridge, do you?
Yeah. All my life. I work there, too. I'm a gamekeeper.
Well, that's interesting. I'm Nick, by the way.
Will. Will Grundy.
How are things over there?
Home farm. Mm. Well, Adam's keeping his head down as far as I can see. It's very busy, of course. And Brian, well, between you and me, Dad, he was in a bad state last week, really wondering if he'd made the right decision.
Mm. You're not the only one.
Yeah. But Alice has moved out.
Yes. Alan said he'd got a house guest.
Yeah. I think that was the killer. How she's reacted on top of all the problems with Rory. Missing his mum, coming to a strange new place.
Yeah, well, Jill says they're both exhausted.
Brian was devastated, poor bloke.
Well, you reap what you sow, David.
Yes, Dad, I suppose so.
Oh, I saw Lillian on the green.
Oh, yeah?
As I was coming over. I think it's fair to say she was rather the worse for wear.
She started early, isn't she?
No, from last night, her party.
Oh, right. Good night, then.
Well, so she says... But I can hardly imagine that Brian and Jennifer were in much of a party mood, can you?
Last thing they'd have wanted to do, I think.
Oh, that one doesn't look too clever.
No, let's get her into this corner. Biff?
Shall I get the foot trimmer from the Land Rover?
Yeah, could you? And can you bring the antiseptic spray as well?
Will do.
It's early starts and late evenings, but I usually get a break in the middle of the day. I'll do a couple of hours tonight after I pick the car up.
Oh, I hope they pay you a lot, Will.
Not Mum, sheeps.
Sheep, darling.
Well, it's not big
sheeps
money, but I love the life. You know, working outdoors, being my own boss a lot of the time.
Isn't it lonely?
I don't mind. And there's this bloke, Malcolm, who helps me. He used to be a full-time keeper.
Looks like you're doing really well for yourself.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, what do you do, Nick?
Oh, I used to work for a coach company. Regal Coaches?
Oh, yeah. I've seen them around. What as? Driver? Mechanic?
No. In the office. Taking bookings and that. But, well, I didn't go back after Mia was born.
No. Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it? Well, especially with two. So, if you're not working, does that mean you've got time during the week?
Yeah, I sometimes stay with my mum at the weekends, but... Why?
I get a day off during the week. I have George then, as well as Sundays.
Oh, yeah.
Would you, I mean, do you think you might like to go out somewhere? Both families like.
Yeah, I'd love to. We'd like that, wouldn't we, Jake? Go out with Will and his little boy.
Yeah!
I've got Thursday off this week. Or would that be too soon?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to cancel my box at Felpisham Races.
Oh, well, we could try another day.
No, I'm joking.
Oh.
If it came over, we could, I don't know, go to the park, maybe?
Well, I was thinking about Sea Life Centre.
In Birmingham?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Sorry.
You're not allergic to fish, are you?
No, it's just... It's a bit expensive.
No, my treat.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I've got a voucher. Kids go free. Oh, That makes them sound cheap, no?
No, it don't.
Well, would that be okay, then?
Sounds great. We're going to see the fishes, Jake.
Yeah.
You better give me your number.
It's 07.
No, name first. Nick...
Hanson. H-A-N-S-O-N.
S-O-N.
This isn't a wind-up, is it?
No. I'll give you a ring later on.
Brilliant.
Definitely.
Nearly done, girl. Dad, have I mentioned that we're thinking of tinkering with the herd genetics?
Not the dairy herd?
Yeah. Going for more fitness traits, basically. Not so much production at all costs.
Well, that makes sense. We're staying with the Holsteins, though.
Yeah, that's what I reckon. But Ruth is getting enthusiastic about crossing with the Brown Swiss.
Brown Swiss?
Yeah. All right. She even got Pip rooting for them now.
I'd say I'm not sure about that. If you're looking to cross, have you thought about the British Friesian?
Yeah, did talk about it. Another spray.
Yeah. Well, if it's longevity you're looking for...
Well, it's early days yet. I haven't come to any decision.
Well, I mean, I think it's a good direction to go in, certainly. It's just how you get there.
Yeah. Well, why don't you and Mum come round next week? We could discuss it over a meal.
Oh, good idea. I'd like that.
Well, you can tell Ruth what you think. Right. There you go. You're done.
Okay, I think that's the lot here. Unless you've seen any more.
No.
Here, Biff. Come on. You have the latest from Kenton?
No.
He's not the happiest bunny at the moment.
Oh, what is it now?
He's lost Brenda Tucker.
That was careless.
Matt Crawford's offered her some kind of job.
Really?
Or work experience, I don't know. Anyway, she won't be working at the cafe anymore.
So, he needs a new waitress?
Yeah, bit fed up about it. He had a good team there.
Well, surely it's just a case of advertising.
Yeah, well, he's put an ad in the paper, but reading between the lines, I don't think Emma's very happy with it either.
Oh, isn't she?
She had a nice flexible arrangement with Brenda.
There you are.
Oh, great.
Good afternoon.
All right.
Ronnie, talk about your course?
Yeah, we talked.
So, what's the plan then?
Sit down. We'll be here any minute.
Come on, sit down. This won't take long.
All right.
How long have you got till you're reassessed?
6 weeks.
And if you fail that?
I get backlogged.
What does that mean?
I go back 6 months.
Oh, you don't want that.
Of course I don't. And I'm not going to fail next time.
You didn't think you were going to fail this time.
I know more about it now. What to expect. Ronnie's already said he'll give me more practice shoemaking.
Oh, well, that's good. But you've got to think about your life outside work, too.
What about it?
You need to get your priorities right. Fun is what you do after you've done your work, when you deserve it.
Are you saying I don't deserve any fun?
I'm saying you need to get the balance right. If it's not Stacey, it's the cricket.
That's recreation. It's good for me.
It's taken up a lot of your time, though. I mean, couldn't you cut back now we're out of the cup?
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Mm. Let me get the netherball match out of the way and then I'll really knuckle down.
Good.
Oh,
afternoon, Will. Come on in.
Thanks.
We only want you to do your best, you know.
I know.
Right. Well, I'll leave you to it. Think on, will you? Bye, Will.
See ya.
Oh, what a crappy day.
Really?
I hope yours was better than mine, mate.
Yeah, it was, actually. Best day for a long time.
Oh, and I'll have a bar of this chocolate, Helen. Mm,
it's delicious, isn't it?
Actually, I find it a bit strong, but Phil loves it.
Right, that's $22.70 then.
Think I can give you the right money.
Afternoon. Oh, hello, Jill.
Hi.
Afternoon. $22.70.
Thanks.
I thought I was cutting it a bit fine, but you're even finer, Oliver.
Oh, nice of you to say so.
Just made it in time, I mean.
No, actually, I'm not here to shop.
Oh.
No, it's sterling taxes today.
Receipt.
Thank you. I beg your pardon.
Oliver's giving me a lift. Do you need a bag?
No, I'll put them in this one, thanks.
We've got a meeting with Brenda Tucker to plan the launch of Sterling Gold.
Oh, your cheese, how exciting.
And Anya's borrowed my car, so...
Well, it seems sensible.
Well, if I'd known, I could have run you back, Helen.
Oh, I was in town anyway.
Will the launch be at Grey Gables?
Yep, so we thought we'd walk the course.
And Brenda?
Well, she's advising me on the marketing side.
I've heard that Matt's very impressed with her.
Impressed enough to offer her a job.
Which, coming from Matt, has to be a very good recommendation. Yeah. He's not known for his altruism.
No. Right, I'd better get home and cook some of this. Best of luck with the launch, Oliver.
Thank you.
I'll come with you, not the door.
Give my regards to Phil.
I will. Bye.
Bye.
Cheerio.
Ah, well, that's another day done.
So how's business been?
Not bad for Tuesday.
You've done this sort of event before, haven't you?
We've done a few, yeah. Usually in the shop, though.
Didn't Tom have some sort of do at Grey Gables?
Yeah. Although it wasn't really... Well, it wasn't the greatest success, to be honest.
Huh?
Well, nothing to do with the venue. That was fine. It was just, Well, in retrospect, the reindeer was a bit of a mistake.
Reindeer?
Hmm. Have you drawn up the guest list yet?
Well, I've made a start.
And you're going to do that, are you, rather than Brenda?
Yes, yes. Well, she's producing the posters, you see, and the flyers.
And a press release?
That's right. And once they're ready, I'm going to be emailing and stuffing envelopes for all I'm worth.
Yeah, it's a good idea to follow up by phone, too.
It's going to be a busy few weeks.
So, who are you inviting?
Well, the press, of course. Mm-hmm. Delis, specialist food retailers. I've got quite a list. Oh, and I made several contacts at the Royal.
The cheese board in Felpersham?
I'm going to pay them a personal visit.
Yeah, and of course, even if they don't come to the launch, they still might want to stock the cheese.
Well, hopefully, they'll see all the publicity and think they can't be without it.
Oh, Jill's right. It is very exciting, isn't it?
Keeps the heart beating, certainly.
Did I tell you?
What?
I've entered Borsetshire Blue for the British Cheese Awards.
Good for you!
Maybe next year I'll be competing against Sterling Gold.
I'm sorry about this.
Just relax for a moment, Jeremy. 2 minutes, okay? What is it, Ruth?
I've just had a message from Brian.
Oh.
Well, from Pip, really. Brian rang earlier and spoke to her.
How much earlier?
Sometime after she got home, that's all she could say. She suddenly remembered in the middle of tea.
So... Brian's not coming over, is that it?
No, he said he'd been delayed, but he'd get here as soon as he could.
Oh, great.
I'm really sorry. I must have been milking when he rang.
No, it's not your fault.
Pip probably didn't realise the importance.
Well, it would have been nice to know. He was coming over to give me a break on the combine.
Oh, dear. Looks like you're making good progress anyway.
Oh, yeah, we're getting on fine.
How's Jeremy doing?
Oh, I've no complaints there. He's a hard worker, sensible.
Oh, here's Brian now, look.
What? Oh, at last.
I'm so sorry, Adam. Did you get my message?
Yeah, just now.
Just now, but I rang ages
ago. Sorry, Brian. Pip forgot to pass it on.
I did try your mobile.
There's no signal out here.
It's always the same this side of Lakey Hill. I can never get David.
Well, I'm here now.
Look, I better get back. Jill's coming over.
Yeah, sure, Ruth. Thanks for bringing the message.
That's okay.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm just sorry it wasn't quicker. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was unfortunate.
Yes.
Very sorry to be late, but I'm afraid we had some trouble with Rory.
Ah.
Kept saying he wanted to see the mouse. Now, I thought he meant Mousy, you know, his toy.
Oh, yeah, I know.
He found it, but he still wasn't happy, and he got very frustrated. He kept saying things in German. Of course, we didn't have a clue what he was talking about. All got rather horrible.
Mm.
Eventually, we calmed him down anyway. We realised it meant a television programme, some cartoon, I suppose. Thought perhaps we might be able to get him some DVDs or something. I'll have to look on the internet.
Well, anyway, look, I'd better get on.
Yes, well, I'll take over now, shall I? A better late than never, eh?
Well, actually...
As long as I'm back by about 7 to put him to bed.
I've already had a sandwich in the cab.
Well, just take a break, then.
There's really no point. I'd have to come back as soon as I got home.
Not really.
I might as well keep going.
That seems a shame.
Well, unless you could carry on till close of play.
Well, that might be difficult, because I did promise I'd be back.
I see.
He was so upset.
Yeah, I understand. Not much we can do about it, then, is there?
Yeah, because I wouldn't like to leave it to your mother.
You might as well get back to him, then.
I'm sorry, Adam.
Let's crack on, then, Jeremy. We've lost enough time.
And what sort of leaf is that? Is it a horse chestnut?
Yes.
You've coloured it in very nicely.
Sorry to keep you waiting, Jill.
That's all right. Ben's been showing me the pictures he did at Lower Loxley, haven't you, Ben?
Yes.
While the other two get on with their homework.
Oh, that's good. Do you want to go and play in the garden for a bit, Ben? Gran and I have got stuff to talk about.
Secret stuff?
No, just about a holiday that she and Grandad are going on for their golden wedding anniversary.
That means 50 years. Although it's hard to believe.
All right then, bye Gran.
See you later.
Got me notes here.
It is good of you to do the research, Ruth. I'm sure we could have managed.
No, that's okay. It's easy on the internet. Mm. Here we are. And I've been talking to Mum as well.
Yes. Heather gets around quite a bit, doesn't she?
Yeah, the Michael Palin of Prudder. She says you should think about a cruise.
Gosh, doesn't that look elegant?
Couldn't recommend them more highly.
Is that on the ship?
Yeah. Amazing, isn't it?
Well, it's like, I don't know, a 5-star hotel.
Although it looks like a lot of money, so much is included in the price.
So I've heard.
Mum says the food's wonderful. There's always loads to do on board. And of course they've done all the organising for you.
And is this the itinerary you're suggesting?
Well, it's just an example, really. There's all sorts of different ones from different companies.
Rio de Janeiro, Port Stanley.
Or you can go the other way, you know, India, Singapore.
And is this 3 days in Auckland?
No, it's 3 days sailing from Auckland to Sydney.
Ah.
And most of the stops are just one day, and they do excursions ashore.
Just one day?
Mum says you can pack a lot in.
It's not much time to see Muriel, is it?
No, but you could probably find one that finishes in New Zealand and fly back from there.
I'm not sure, Ruth. It does look lovely, but I don't know if Phil would really like being cooped up in the ship for all that time.
It's not really cooped up.
But you know what he's like. If he spends an hour indoors, he's got to go out and get his shoes dirty.
I know what you mean.
I'm sorry. I can see you've done a lot of work.
No, not really. It was more of a chat with Mum and a quick internet search.
I'm just not sure that what suits Heather would really suit us, you see.
No, I understand. It's not a problem.
And we really do want to have at least a week to see Muriel.
We can get some amazing round-the-world flights. I was looking at those before I spoke to Mum.
You wouldn't want it to be too whistle-stop.
No. Well, maybe a couple of weeks in New Zealand and then 3 or 4 stops elsewhere.
That sounds perfect.
What sort of places do you fancy?
Hello, Brian. Can I get you another?
No, thanks, Oliver. No, I can't stay.
Not able to join me for a bite, then? Caroline's working tonight, so I thought I'd investigate Frieda's special.
No, sorry, I got to go home soon.
How are things?
Not very wonderful at the moment.
May I?
Of course.
Look, Brian, please don't take this wrongly, but you do look in a bad way.
I haven't had a proper night's sleep in 2 weeks. Rory's so unsettled.
Well, I'm not surprised.
And, well, it's not only that. I'm simply trying to do the right thing, be a proper father to him. And I just seem to be making enemies of the rest of the family.
Oh, dear.
Jenny's been wonderful. Amazing. And Adam couldn't be working harder on the farm. Everyone else. I don't know if Debbie will ever be able to forgive me. Peggy, Tony. Well, I suppose it was only to be expected.
Yeah.
But at least they're not taking it out on Rory. Just me.
Right.
I suppose you've heard about Alice.
She's moved out, I understand.
Left home, as far as I can see.
I'm sure it won't come to that.
And it's all such hard work. Physically, emotionally.
Well, the broken nights can't help.
And I feel so guilty because Siobhan, she'd have given the world still to be there for Rory, whatever problems that brought.
Yeah.
I made such a mess of it.
No, 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 really, Brian, you mustn't think that.
You know, I saw Will Grundy today.
Yeah?
Just routine stuff. But he was so cheerful. Nothing was too much trouble. You know what I found myself thinking?
No, what?
I wished I could change places with him.
Well, you know what things were like for Will not that long ago. I mean, they were pretty dire.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Proves the old cliche. You just have to, well, you know, give it time.
Yes.
Easy to say, I know. But, well, things will get better.
Thank you, Oliver.
Well, you sure you wouldn't like
that? No. I need to get back. Bedtime story, you know.
Brian?
Yeah?
However you got to this situation, I do respect you. for doing your duty.
It's not a duty. It's why I'm here.
You still up then?
Oh, I've only been home an hour.
You're almost working kitchen schedules.
Got any jobs going, Ian?
Like that, is it?
Brian and I had a bit of a... well, an incident earlier. To be honest, I was a bit hard on him.
You and the rest of the board here, shift up.
Yeah, Rory had got upset, so Brian was late coming to take over. And a message went astray, which didn't help.
Oh, dear.
I'd been on the combine for about 10 hours by then, so I wasn't in the best of moods. I didn't make it easy for him, poor bloke.
Poor bloke. You have been dwelling on this, haven't you?
I didn't help much.
So you wish you'd be nicer to him?
I suppose.
Well, you can be nicer tomorrow.
Part of me just wants to walk away from the whole ghastly situation.
Nah, you don't really want to do that.
No.
But look, you're right. I mean, if this is unpleasant for you, what must it be like for him? Alice walking out? I mean, that must be a killer. And the whole village talking about it.
And he's got a little kid he's trying to bring up.
A little bereaved kid, poor wee dote.
It's just agony to see him. He looks so lost. And Mum and Brian, they're trying to do a job that would be hard for people half their age. I certainly wouldn't want to do it.
Maybe we need to, though.
What do you mean?
Well, at least some of it.
There you are. Oh, where's the milk?
Here it is.
All right. Shall I put the milk on, Rory?
I can do it.
No, I think I'd better. Jug's a bit full. There.
Are you sure you don't want anything cooked, Brian?
No, just toast. Fine for me.
Right.
Come on, eat up then. Do you know what I'm going to do today?
What?
I'm going to look at a school for you to go to.
Like Kiga?
Not quite, no.
What's Kiga?
Kindergarten. No, it's a proper school where you do real lessons. You know Josh and Ben, Lily and Freddie?
Yes.
It's the one they go to. In fact, they'll be there today. I might see them.
Can I come?
Oh.
No, I don't think that's a really good idea. Daddy's got to talk to the head teacher.
Yes, but it would be nice to go to school with them, wouldn't it?
Well, that's assuming he gets in.
Well, yes, of course. We'll have to see if there are places. But if there are, you'll be going there in September. And that's a 2 months' time.
Oh, that's Alice. I need to have a word. Alice, wait a minute.
I can't stop, Mum. I've just come over to see to Spearmint.
Yes, I know.
And I've got work.
But I've got some news. And I thought you'd like to know how Kate is. I spoke to her last night. And she's feeling fine. She's very big, of course. But there's no sign of labour yet.
Yeah, I know.
Do you?
I texted her yesterday and Debbie rang me.
Oh.
I am capable of keeping in touch with my sisters.
But if you wanted to use the webcam...
No, thanks.
...any time, you don't have to ask.
I won't.
Morning.
Hi. Hello, Adam.
Anyone seen Jeff, yes?
No, I just got here.
How's the job going, Alice?
Well, it's fine. I went round with someone on Monday, and then they gave me my own room to clean yesterday.
Seen anything incriminating yet?
No.
Uh-huh. The chambermaid's charter never revealed the secrets of the bedroom.
What are you talking about?
What do you think, Mum? I bet Alice will have some stories to tell, won't she?
Well...
But seriously, don't you think it's great she's got this job?
Yes. Yes, I do. Shows a lot of initiative.
Look, I can't talk. I've got to do spearmint. Are you all right?
Yeah, not bad. Working too hard, of course.
Great. I'll see you soon, Adam, okay?
Well, Alex starting the bench this week... Using greenwood from the Arboretum.
Oh, yeah.
Beech and sweet chestnut. Ready for another block?
Just let me get some mortar on the wall. Right, okay, Nigel.
Here he comes. He showed me some photos of ones he's done in the past.
Uh-huh.
Much more delicate than you might expect. And wonderfully irregular. Using the natural shapes of the wood.
Oh, sounds just the job.
It'll go with the gazebo perfectly.
And it's such a wonderful setting.
Exactly, Bert. A perfect place to sit and contemplate the lessons of Great Uncle Rupert's life. Or anything at all, I suppose. Did I say we're going to have a plaque made?
What, for the gazebo?
To explain a little about Rupert and what the purpose of this memorial is.
Oh, smashing idea.
Oh, and while I think of it, there's a group coming over from Borchester's twin town in about 3 weeks, the German one.
Oh, yeah?
We're doing an Elizabethan dinner for them. Serving staff in costume, period music, you know.
What, like your medieval banquet?
That's the sort of thing. But a bit more refined, we hope. Anyway, Rona, the local organisers, asked if we can provide a bard.
A bard?
And we wondered if you might like the part.
Ooh, what do I have to do?
Well, perform some poems, basically. Pastoral ones, preferably, so they fit into the theme. And maybe a poem written specially for the event?
Oh.
Or maybe you don't think it's your sort of thing?
No.
Oh, well, never mind.
No, I mean, I don't think it's my sort of thing. It is. I would, that is, I'd love to do it.
Oh, excellent. We'll feed you, of course. And we thought £100, if that'd be all right.
Oh.
We're obviously on a limited budget.
Oh, no, I couldn't afford that, I'm sorry.
What?
Not now I'm retired. I'm sure it'd be a very nice meal.
No, Bert, we'd pay you. That would be your fee.
£100?
And you'll be a special guest at the meal.
Oh, I don't know what to say.
I'm a bit confused myself now, to be honest.
Oh. Would I have to translate my poems into German?
No, it would all be in English.
Well, in that case, I'm your man.
Jolly good. I'm glad we've got that sorted out.
Right, well, I'll mix up some more martyr then.
Actually, I think we'd better call it a day. I've got to see Jessica now to talk about the falconry display next week. Then I must spend some time in the office.
Yeah, all right.
It's really coming on, though, isn't it?
Oh, it's looking very fine. Look, I'll clear these things up if you need to get off.
I hope you're keeping a track of your hours.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you for your efforts.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a nice job to be involved in.
Is that the pair you ripped yesterday, Rory? Rory, are those the trousers you ripped?
Yes.
They'll soon be as good as new. Did you hammer in that nail, Brian?
Yes, as soon as he'd done it.
That's good. Could have been very nasty.
I know, Jenny, but it's done now.
So, how did you get on?
Yeah, very well, yeah. A little tour. Saw Ben in his class, Rory.
He's been rather subdued since you left.
Been having a bit of a quiet time, have you? Eh?
Did the head take you round?
Yeah, seems very nice. Very switched on.
Well, what did she say about a place?
Oh, she was sympathetic to the circumstances, of course, but it's not in her gift.
No.
And they're not usually undersubscribed.
Well, I was afraid of that.
But places do sometimes become available during the summer. She said to contact the local authority as soon as possible, get his name down.
Hello, anyone home?
Sitting room!
Have you?
Sounds like him.
It's not a burglar, it's just me.
Burglars don't normally shout like that.
How you doing, Brian?
Afternoon.
Fred Adams at Brookfield.
It should be finished soon, though.
Oh, no, that's all right. I didn't want to see him.
Oh?
Well, I had an hour between finishing lunch and starting dinner, so I thought I'd just pop over and say hello. How you doing, Rory?
You remember Ian, don't you?
Say hello.
Hello.
Well, I think I'll go and make a couple of calls.
I'll see you in.
Okay.
Oh, can I get you coffee?
No, thanks, I'm fine. Oh, you got your cars out then, fella?
Are you sure?
Yeah, God, I haven't come to be waited on. Hey, look at this. This is my car.
No, it isn't.
No, I mean, it's just like my real car, the big one I drive around in, except, well, mine's blue, not red.
I like that one.
Yeah, I can see why. It's dead on, isn't it? You know, on mine, the top opens up.
It does on that one, too.
Does it? Well, hold on. How does it do that, then? Show me.
Like this.
Oh, hey, that's brilliant. Where's your map with the roads on it?
Oh, I think it's in the kitchen, isn't it? Why don't you go and get it?
All right.
I've got the car outside. I mean, if you like, I could take him for a wee spin with the top down.
Oh, he'd love that.
Now, how's it been?
Well, that's the most cheerful I've seen him all day. He's been curled up on a chair for most of the time.
No, I mean, how's it been with you?
Oh, well.
I'm not just asking out of politeness. I really want to know.
Lower Loxley, Nigel Pargeter speaking.
Hello, Nigel. It's Bert Shaw here.
Oh, hello, Bert. Everything all right?
Oh, yes, thanks.
What can I do for you?
Well, you know we said this morning about being the bard?
Yes.
You haven't changed your mind?
Oh, no, no, not at all. In fact, I've been going through some of my poems, and I just thought I'd check, see if I'm on the right lines.
Oh, I see.
Pastoral, you said, didn't you?
Just to keep in with the historical theme. It would be odd if an Elizabethan bard was talking about traffic jams, for example.
Ah, yeah, I get it. Well, now, what about this one? It's called On Lakey Hill. Lakey Hill, so proud and noble, on whose summit lambs do play. Mid the gorse I've wandered freely, lord of all that I survey.
Yes, very.
Gazing o'er the fields of Hasset, nature's patchwork.
Yes, Bert, thanks. Lovely. No need to give me the whole piece.
Well, it's only six verses.
No, really, that sounds perfect.
Oh, righto. Well, now, how about this one then, the robin? Tell me, little robin, where have you been? What adventures have you seen?
Honestly, Bert, it sounds delightful. Anything along those lines will be fine.
Oh, right you are. Well, I'll find some more like that then.
Please.
Now, about dress. It's in costume, isn't it?
Yes.
I was wondering what I should wear, and Frieda says she can run me something up. We've got an old counterpane that might be suitable.
No, Bert, that's fine. We'll hire you an outfit.
Oh, that's very good of you.
We wouldn't want to put Frieda to any trouble.
Oh, lovely.
Is that it?
Well, yeah. Oh, except...
Yeah?
You said about a specially written poem.
Mm-hmm.
Is it all right if that's a bit more up-to-date? If it's going to be about the twinning event?
Oh, yes, people will understand that, I'm sure.
Because I've started one.
Really? That was quick.
I've just got the first verse at the moment. Now, could I try it out on you?
Well, yes, I suppose so. If it's just the one verse.
Yeah, it's called Friendship.
That sounds good.
Though once we faced each other in armed conflict, though once we saw you as a wicked foe, though once we vanquished you in mortal combat, together now in friendship we will go. So, what do you think?
It's very good, Bert. But, I wonder if it might be better, given the circumstances, to emphasise the friendship rather more.
Well, it'd be in every verse, last line, you see.
Yeah, it's just perhaps the balance between the past and the present might be adjusted.
Oh. Not focusing on the war so much, you mean?
That's it.
I see. Well, perhaps I should pick a different theme.
I think it might be wise.
Well, how about the 66 World Cup?
Hey, what are you doing here?
I've just taken Rory for a drive.
What?
Yeah, just for a bit of fun.
Well, you could certainly do with some.
And I've been talking to your mum. Alice walking, it's really kicked her in the guts, hasn't it?
She was here this morning.
Alice?
Yeah, I tried to, you know, just have a little joke with her, but as soon as mum got involved, the shutters came down again.
She says she feels like she's lost her daughter.
Yeah, I've tried to say it's just a reaction. Alice will calm down.
She needs to, because it's killing Jennifer.
I don't think Alice realises. Or maybe that's what she wants.
Someone needs to talk to her.
And by someone you mean...
Well, couldn't we invite her over? Try to get her to see what she's doing?
I suppose so.
It's my day off on Friday. We could have her over to supper.
All right. I'll ring her.
Well, okay, well, why don't I? It might sound a bit less stage managed.
Okay.
Now, we've got to do something. Because I don't know how much longer your mum can keep it together.
Hello?
David, four of the cows are dead.
What?
I've just got to Five Acre to bring them in and four of them are down.
Are you sure of?
Their ears are down, there's no response. They're dead.
Oh my God.
I don't know what's wrong.
Well, what do the others look like?
Well, okay, but...
Look, wait there. I'll be right over.
So it'll be Stephen...
No, I just got his voicemail. So I called Alistair. He said he'd be straight over to give us an anthrax clearance.
Oh, God.
Oh, come on, Ruth. It's not likely.
What else could get four of them so quickly?
Well, let's see how they test.
Look,
This was the first one I saw.
Oh. Yeah, there's no mistake, is there?
I couldn't believe it. Then when I saw the others...
Must have been a terrible shot.
I couldn't stop shaking.
Oh, love, here, here.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Alistair.
What a terrible way to start the day.
Yeah, just saying.
Any more down?
No, thank goodness.
So it's, what, four so far?
Yeah.
Right, let me get kitted up and I'll take some blood for the test.
Do you need a hand?
You could bring the microscope out from the boot.
Okay, I'll get it.
It's all right, the slide's dry now. You can come a bit closer. No danger of spores from it.
Okay.
Keep away from the cows for the time being there.
Yeah, we will.
Actually, David, could you move sideways a bit? Let me get some light into this microscope.
Oh, sorry.
Thanks.
Well?
Steady, Ruth.
No, it's clear.
Oh, thank God. Oh.
Definitely not anthrax.
You're sure?
Oh, there's no mistaking it. There are no typical bacteria in this blood.
Oh, what a relief.
Want to have a look?
Yeah, please.
If it had anthrax, you'd see little block shapes.
Mm-hmm.
Ruth?
Yeah?
You seen that?
Seen what?
There, look. At the bottom of the field. You know what it is, don't you?
Well, they're not yours, then.
No, they're nothing to do with us. Look at this!
Has someone just dumped them over the hedge?
Oh, as if we didn't have enough on our plate. Ah.
Well, the verge is quite wide here because of the bend. I bet they just parked their wagon and chucked the bags over.
Well, it must have been quite a big vehicle, too.
Yeah, you couldn't get this lot in a car, not even a small pickup.
It's a builder, isn't it? Some bloody cowboy. Oh. So now we've got four dead cows and a pile of garbage to clear up.
Actually, David, I think they're connected.
Hmm?
See this? Clippings from a yew hedge.
There's more loose stuff over here, too.
Oh, the...
Well, we know what to look for now. If we just check the mouth... Yep. She's been eating you.
Oh. That is great, isn't it? Just because some cheap tow rag won't pay the fees for licensed tipping, we've lost $4,000's worth of cows in one morning.
I don't suppose they knew that you was poisonous.
It was dark, probably. They mightn't even realise there was stuck in the fields.
Well, I bet they didn't even care.
What if the others have all eaten it too?
Don't want to think about it.
Well, I can't see any symptoms. Might just have been that these were the greedy ones.
If I ever find out who did this...
Not much chance of that, I'm afraid.
The Snells had a problem with fly tipping, didn't they? Have they found out who's responsible?
Not that I'm aware.
Well, they'd better hope that I never track them down.
So what do we do now?
Well, you might as well take the rest in for milking. Keep a close eye on them and get in touch if any of them look at all dull.
Okay.
Do you need a handler?
No, you'll need to get the kids up. Thanks for coming out so quickly, Alistair.
Oh, it's all right. Don't mention it.
Listen, when you bring them back, you better put them in Skipperley. Keep them out of here until we got it cleared.
Will do.
What do you need to do now, Alistair?
Well, I can't do a full PM. I suppose you'll want them collected under the fallen stock scheme?
Yeah.
Well, it means I can't open them up.
Fair enough.
There's not much doubt, though.
Right. Well, I suppose I'd better ring the local collector.
All right.
Then I'll see if Bert can give me a hand clearing up that mess.
Oh, hiya, Will. You all right?
Great, yeah. You?
Yeah, fine, thanks. You, you found it okay, then?
Yeah. I did try the doorbell, but I wasn't
sure...
Oh,
no, it's not working. Do you want to come in?
Well, are you ready to go? Because I've got George in the car.
Oh, yeah. We're ready, aren't we, Jake?
Looking forward to the Sea Life Centre?
Oh, yeah. It's really nice of you to take us.
Oh, that's okay. My pleasure. You look, very nice, by the way.
Oh, thanks. Well, Shall we,
Yeah, I'll, put the buggy in the boot, shall I?
Oh, thanks. And, could you take Jake's baby seat?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not a baby.
No, sweetheart, you're not. Mia's in her seat already. Are we all going to fit in?
Yeah, yeah, we'll get the three of them in.
Oh, how awful for you.
It was a heck of a shock, I can tell you.
Four cows?
So far.
How are the others?
All right, thank goodness.
Well, let's hope it stays that way.
Alistair was brilliant.
That's good. Well, I think I'd better come back another time, hadn't I?
Oh, no, Jill.
You don't want to be bothered with my holiday plans at a time like this.
No, really. It'd be nice to think about something else.
Are you sure?
Yeah, honest. Sit down.
All right, then.
Got me folder ready. And I'm even more jealous now.
Aren't we lucky?
So, in the end, you said Hong Kong, 2 or 3 weeks in New Zealand, a few days in San Francisco.
For the wine country.
And some coral island somewhere.
I should have been a bit more specific, really.
No, that was fine. How about the Cook Islands?
I don't think I've ever heard of them.
You can fly to Rarotonga.
Oh, that's lovely.
And then you can take an internal flight to one of the smaller islands. Like this one. Manihiki.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that the sort of place you had in mind?
Is there accommodation there?
Oh, yeah, they've got villas right on the lagoon.
It's just paradise, isn't it? I've never seen a sea so blue.
Well, there are plenty of other islands.
We won't want to come home.
Well, just assuming that you do, your best bet would be a round-the-world ticket.
And how much would that cost?
If you left before the end of November, it'd be just under £1,000 each, plus taxes.
That's not bad, is it, to go all round the world?
Obviously, you'd have to add all your food and accommodation to that. It's not like the cruise.
Of course not.
But, for example, you could get a 3-star hotel in the middle of Hong Kong for £50-60 a night.
Each?
No, for the room.
Gosh.
Hi, Mum.
Oh, David, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, not the best day we've ever had.
Have you got it all cleared up?
Yeah, all the rubble's on the trailer ready to go to the tip. And we've put the ewe clippings behind the cattle shed ready to burn.
None of the animals can...
No, no, don't worry. They're quite safe there.
And I suppose it'll cost you to dispose of the rubble.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be paying the gate fee. Makes you spit, doesn't it? Anyway, yeah, look what Bert found.
Andy Post.
Do you recognise it?
No.
Grundy Compost.
Oh.
You don't think he had anything to do with it?
No. Eddie might sail a bit close to the wind. But he's got more sense than to mess on his own doorstep. Thought I'd give him a ring, though. He might be able to give me some sort of clue.
This is amazing. Yeah, Mia. Turtle. Oh, and look. It's got its own pet fish.
Isn't that weird? Why, it swims underneath the turtle.
Oh, sweet.
I didn't have the turtles last time I came. The sharks were the big thing then.
Oh, when was that?
Oh, I don't know, Nick. It was ages ago.
No. Oh, Jake and George are getting on well, aren't they?
Yeah, thank goodness.
Oh, did they love the seahorses?
I don't know why they were so interested.
Oh, isn't it cute where the male carries the babies?
Yeah, odd that.
Oh. They're good dads. Like you were.
Oh, well.
You are?
I try, I suppose.
Oh, it's lovely to see how you are with George. You're a natural.
Nick, we should do this again. I mean, if you want to. Not here, but go out somewhere for the day, maybe?
Oh, I'd love that.
It'll have to be on my day off. It's Wednesday next week.
I'm not doing anything.
What about Lower Larksley? Do you know it?
Oh, it's like a stately home, isn't it?
We wouldn't have to go into the hall, though. I've got a play park, pets corner, treetop walk.
That sounds a bit scary. Would the kids be okay?
Yeah, that's great. I take George there all the time when the weather's nice.
All right, then. Let's do it.
Cool. What do you want to do for lunch?
Well, we could take a picnic.
No, I mean today. It's just this mirror maze thing, and then we finished here.
Oh.
Should we nip up Broad Street, get him some food?
Yeah, if that's okay.
You hungry, boys?
Yeah.
Well, come on, then. Let's go get some fish fingers.
We don't just want to swan off on holiday, so we've decided to have a party before we go.
At Glebe?
No, a big one at Lower Loxley.
Ooh.
And invite everyone we know.
That sounds wonderful, Jill.
Well, 50 years with the same man. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, isn't it? Literally.
I could do with something to look forward to.
Oh, David, did you get hold of Eddie?
Yeah.
Any luck?
Not really, no. I asked him if he'd supplied any builders lately, but it wasn't much help.
He must sell to so many people.
Yeah, that's what he said. Anyone could get hold of one of his bags.
Never mind.
It was worth a try.
Oh, makes you sick, doesn't it? Here we are, working our socks off, earning precious little out of milk, then something like this happens and makes us even worse off.
It is rotten luck.
Luck? It's got nothing to do with it, Mum. I tell you, I am going to find the bloke who did this. And he's going to pay.
Alice! Haven't you done enough washing up for one day?
Well, it's only a few things.
And I don't wash up at Grey Gables. Oh, I see. So it's a nice change then.
Is that everything?
Well, Dad had the last apple so the fruit bowl's empty.
Bring it on.
Okay. Oh, if I'd known we were so short, I'd have brought some from work.
Well, we could get some this afternoon. In fact, we should make a list.
Fruit's gone quickly this week.
Well, that's my fault, Amy. I'm having my 5 a day.
You know, it should be 9 a day.
Really?
We did it in biology.
Oh, seems like a long time ago, doesn't it?
Oh, ages.
Did you get paid today?
Yes, yeah, Susan gave me my money. Are we still okay to go in your car?
Yeah, of course. So where do you fancy? Borchester or Felpisham?
Felpisham. I want to get a bag to go with those shoes I bought last week.
Oh, the cork wedges.
I hope they've still got one.
Yeah, everything goes so quickly, doesn't it? Do you want to give them a ring?
Oh, no. I'd still like to have a look around.
Well, Felpisham it is then. But I'm just keeping you company, remember?
Okay.
No, I mean it. Drag me out if I look like I'm about to buy something.
Well, I'll hit you over the head and tie you up.
Well, I've got to be careful now. I'm an independent woman.
Bren, it's Hayley.
Oh, hi, Hayley. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I've got to be quiet. I'm in the library.
I thought you might be. I'm driving over to Felpisham. Oh, don't worry, I've got my hands-free thingy in.
Oh, cool.
So I've got to get some materials for a school visit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's dead busy at the moment.
End of term outings, I suppose.
Yeah. So anyway, do you want to meet up for a coffee?
Yeah, I'd love to.
So where shall I see you?
Cathedral Yard.
Okay, about half an hour.
See you there.
I won't be in for supper tonight. I'm going round to Adam's.
For a meal?
Yeah.
Is Ian cooking?
Oh, yeah.
Lucky you. Wish I had a top chef to make meals for me.
Well, you got me now.
Yeah, right.
What do you mean? Well,
no offence, but where do you work at Grey Gables? It's not the kitchen, is it?
Well, maybe I prefer being a chambermaid.
Oh, look at this.
What? Oh, the RAF. Right.
This armed forces stuff, doesn't it make you sick?
It's just careers information.
No, it isn't. It's brainwashing.
No, Amy, they're just talking to people who might want to join up.
Yeah, like, ooh, it's all about teamwork and learning a trade. Bet they don't mention you have to kill people.
Hiya.
Hi, Brenda.
Hayley.
Hi. How's the job going, Alice?
Oh, it's all right.
My brother treating you all right?
Well, I haven't had much to do with him. Well, not so far, anyway.
But your dad's not looking forward to the fete, Amy.
Why is that?
Oh, I hear he's doing Soap the Vicar.
Oh, no. Oh, is he? He just loves anything like that.
Dads can be so embarrassing, can't they?
Yeah, Kirsty's doing Sock the Dog. That sounds a bit more comfortable.
Sock the Dog?
It's just like Bash the Rat, you know, with a drain pipe. But we thought it tied in more with gourmet grills.
But you're going to be there, are you?
Well, the van is. Tom and I can't make it, but Tom reckons it's a good money spinner, so he's going to get someone to run it for us.
Would you excuse me? I think I'm just going to talk to these RAF people.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's right. Tell them to take their propaganda elsewhere. Don't you think it's outrageous?
What?
Allowing warmongers to spread the message in the city centre. This should be banned.
What?
They've got a job to do.
Well, yeah, killing people.
Oh, it's not all about that.
Well, I'm going to go back Alice up.
Whoa, little Miss Radical.
Do you think I should tell her my uncle's in the RAF?
Is he?
No, but it'll be fun to see a reaction. Ready for takeoff. Oh, I meant to say, I've tracked down a dance class for your dad.
Have you?
Here in Felpsham. Looks really nice.
Not too basic?
Intermediate and advanced, they said. Looks like just the thing for Mike.
Great.
I'm going to suggest I enrol him.
Oh, that's brilliant, Hayley. It's just what he needs.
Well, he so enjoyed Lillian's party. Didn't even complain about having to wear a suit.
I thought you were going to tell them off.
No, just wanted to talk to them.
What have you got those brochures for?
It looks interesting.
Interesting?
Yes, Amy. I could see myself doing this.
Oh, flying planes?
Being an engineer.
In the RAF?
Well, engineer officer. They were really helpful.
Yeah, I bet they were.
I told them about my offers from Leeds and Southampton, and they said that was fine. They might even be able to pay towards my studies.
Alice, you can't be serious.
Well, I don't know. Worth thinking about, though. I'll look at this DVD when we get home.
You'd never do something like that.
Wouldn't I?
Well, it just isn't you.
Who says? Nobody thought I'd work as a maid.
Oh, but this?
Look, I've just got a couple of leaflets, that's all. Well, come on, let's go and get an ice cream.
Sure. Sure, David. If I hear anything, I'll let you know. Yeah, have a good weekend. Yeah, well, try to, anyway. Bye.
That didn't sound good.
Someone's been fly-tipping. They dumped a load of rubbish at Brookfield, including trimmings from a yew hedge.
Yeah?
Yews poisonous. Four of their cows ate some and died.
What? Just like that?
It's lethal stuff.
Well, that's terrible.
So, he was asking if we'd seen any suspicious vehicles on Wednesday night. Builders' vans especially. There was a load of builders' rubble, too.
Wednesday?
Yeah, you came over to Home Farm in the afternoon.
I didn't see anything on my way home.
Well, they'd hardly have chucked a load of bags over a hedge if there was someone watching. Not that I said as much to David.
Poor bloke.
He was pretty mad about it.
Well, who wouldn't be?
Mum's putting an appeal on the village website.
Well, someone might have seen something, I suppose. I'll go. But I mean, that's a long shot, isn't it?
I'd be very surprised if he gets anywhere. But I suppose he feels he has to do something.
No, thank you. We've already got a cleaner.
Oh, right. I'll go away then.
That's not one of your colleagues looking for extra work, is it?
Come on in.
Thanks.
Yeah, you can shut up too.
Hey, how are you, Alice?
Yeah, I'm fine. Mwah. You?
Glad not to be on a combine.
I bet. Oh, you've started on the wine, I see.
We certainly have.
You want one?
Oh, it'd be rude to say no, wouldn't it?
Dinner will be about 15 minutes.
Did you know it's Jack's birthday next week?
Is it?
I think it's on the calendar.
Birthday.
How old will he be?
88.
Is he having a party?
I don't think so. I haven't heard anything.
Mm. Well, I'd be happy to do him a cake.
Graham would have said by now, wouldn't she?
Oh, must remember to get him a card.
I got him one today in Felpsham.
Ah, if we'd thought, you could have got one for us. The ones in the shop are so naff.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but if we buy one there, it's more profit for Jack.
I suppose so.
That was delicious, Ian.
I thought I'd keep it simple.
Simple?
You know, it was just a warm salad.
I love prawns all spicy like that.
One of my quick standbys, really. But I am going to experiment on you with a pudding.
Well, does this happen to you all the time, Adam?
Unfortunately for my waistline, yeah.
Pass your plate.
Oh, I can take it through.
No, it's all right. I'm going there anyway.
Okay, here you are.
Adam?
If you insist.
Thank you. Now, this is partly prepared, but it's going to take about 10 minutes to finish off, okay?
Well, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, have another glass of wine.
You are lucky.
Believe me, I know it. Just some more.
Oh, go on then. It's only a short totter back to the vicarage.
That's true. Have you seen Mum since Wednesday?
No. And the longer it stays that way, the more I like it.
Don't you think that's a bit harsh?
That's how I feel.
She's incredibly upset, you know.
Well, I can't help that.
She thinks the world of you.
Well, she used to, you mean?
She does.
Yeah, well, she's got a funny way of showing it.
She was trying to protect you, Alice, while you were doing your exams.
She was treating me like a child.
Everybody else could know
no,
about it. And
no, they didn't, really.
Well, you knew. You don't even live there, but, you know, oh, no, Alice couldn't handle it.
Well, perhaps they were right, because you're not handling it very well now.
What?
Look, Mum might have made a big mistake not telling you sooner, but she was dealing with an impossible situation. And if they had told you a few weeks earlier, would it have been that different? Just think how you'd have felt having all this emotional upheaval just as you were doing your A-levels.
They could have at least have discussed it with me.
Yeah, remember, we were all hoping Siobhan would get better, that it would never come to this.
Oh, so I'd have been kept in the dark forever.
Would that have been so bad? The point is, Siobhan didn't get better, and Mum had to make the most difficult decision of her life. Do you know how hard it's been for her to take on Rory? And now you're making it 10 times worse.
It's not my fault.
It's not Mum's fault either. She's done an amazing, generous thing. She's taken in a child without a mother, despite the agony it's causing her. And you walk out and turn your back on her. Frankly, I can't believe you can be so cruel.
Adam,
if you want to be treated like an adult, then behave like one.
That's not fair.
Okay, you've walked out. What's your plan now? Never going home again?
I don't know.
Did you just want to, what, teach them a lesson? They're already hurting. Do you think it would be a good idea to hurt them some more?
You don't know what it's like there. You know, it's hateful. It isn't my home anymore.
Oh, it is, and it always will be.
No.
Home isn't just a place where you take. You have to give as well.
Oh, you wouldn't want to live there.
Look, I know it's hard. I know it's a lot to ask. But, hey, it's time to grow up, Alice. I'm not talking about Brian. Accepting what he's done, well, I understand how difficult that is.
I'll never forgive him. I couldn't.
Do you think I can? But Mum, she's just tried to do what's best. She knows she might have handled it better, but God, she's human. Mistakes are part of the package. And I know you're the victim in this, but you're not the only one. I can see at least three.
Mum and Rory, you mean?
Yeah. And think about Rory. He's lost his mother, really lost her, Alice. You don't want to lose yours, do you?
Of course not.
Then you need to stop punishing her. She deserves so much better.
Archers was written by Kerry Davis. The agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.